IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And my guest today, as always, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, salam alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. Glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum. Welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Well, today, let's start criticizing the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. This is a 2015 Christian drama film directed by Michael Polish and starring Hayden Christensen, Kate Bosworth, Dwight Yoakam, Michael W. Smith, and so on and so forth, all right? Well, this is about a priest who's involved in a horrific car crash or car accident, pronounced dead at the scene. But 90 minutes later, having been brought to a hospital, he returns to life and claims to have seen heaven and visited with the deceased relative while he was there, while he was in a coma or something like that, you know. Well, before starting our questions and critique of this movie, let's take a listen to a part of the trailer, and then we'll be back.
I was the father of three children, a husband of a wonderful wife, a man with a great future. On January 18th, 1989, died. When I woke up, I was in heaven.
The man in the red Ford is deceased. I'd like to pray for him.
He's alive!
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah in the studio, talking about and criticizing the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. Brother Hussein, let me start with you, right? What do you think of this movie? Was it attractive to you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Attractive? I wouldn't call it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it quite intriguing. You know, I actually like the interview they had with Don Piper more mm-hmm. than the actual
yes.
movie adaptation.
I see.
The actual film was really boring. I mean, you know, like more than half of the film is just him sleeping in a hospital bed, I think. But the fact that the event happened, like in real life,
mm-hmm.
really makes you think about, you know, when, where, and, you know, who miracles happen to. I mean, you know, how is the experience? And what steps would a person take to recover from, you know, that experience.
I see. Okay, Syed Abdullah, you know, this movie basically received negative reviews from critics, all right? For example, 26% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes based on 23 reviews with an average rating of 4.6 out of 10. Or Metacritic gives the film a score of 28 out of 100 based on reviews from 9 critics. So generally unfavorable reviews. What do you think?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I don't blame them. I mean, anyone who watches the movie, it's like when you read the title of the movie itself, it gives you the impression it's going to be about heaven or what happened in heaven or what he saw in heaven. But 1 hour and 46 minutes to be exact, or maybe a little bit more, was just nothing about heaven except him trying to deal with his life story, which is not what the audience wanted to see. Like, because this is not the impression that you get from the title. And so after watching for an hour and a half, you start to wonder, when are they going to get to the point of the movie? So you would, through that hour and a half, you would naturally get negative reviews.
So what you mean is that what the movie didn't cover was the 90 minutes in heaven then.
They exactly missed the point. The only time they spoke about heaven was about exactly 5 minutes. I counted it, where he tells his wife what he saw. 5 minutes.
I see.
So out of 2 hours, 2 hour movie, only 5 minutes he talks about the experience, and that's about it.
Yes.
So you imagine yourself in that I don't know, in that a place where you're trying to get to the bottom of it, and there's nothing happening, and he's like, okay, where's the movie? Like, you're missing the bigger picture here.
Yes.
Where is the actual movie? Nothing is happening. And a lot of people, maybe they would even stop watching it, like, you know, after an hour, it's like nothing is happening.
Yes.
You know, or they're trying to skip or fast forward to see what happens next.
Yes.
And nothing. So naturally it will get all these negative reviews.
Yes. But to be fair, there are several concepts that were somehow intriguing, as Brother Hussein was talking about, you know?
About the heaven itself, about the personal life of
God? No, about the movie, the whole movie, you know?
Well, like I said, the actual concept is very attractive. A person goes to heaven and he comes back and he wants to tell you about it. And obviously, that's the only reason you would watch it, because you want these details, these juicy details.
Yes.
But then you watch the movie and there's nothing there. It's more like about life story and what happens between relationships and other things. Yeah, I can understand.
Okay.
A biography of the person himself. Fair enough.
Yes.
But if you want to tell me something about heaven, give me something about heaven.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah. Okay, let's take a break and listen to a part of the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, and we'll be back with more questions and critiques. Don't go away.
In January of 1989, I attended a church conference in the Trinity Pine suburb of Houston, where the focus was on the growth of the Union Baptist Church Association. I went because I was seriously considering starting a new church.
We know that God is calling to us to tell others about heaven and how to go there. The gospel begins right here, right where we are. And it travels. It travels to every neighborhood, every continent. And the prize that we shall receive is heaven. Amen.
Amen. Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad. Brother Hussein, let me ask you this question about this part, which is about the propagation of God's teachings through Gospels. And basically through, or wherever we talk about propagation or spread of the Word of God or religion, you know, in general, in we are talking about informing others how to go to heaven. And the prize is heaven. Is the prize of propagation heaven indeed?
Well, I mean, the act of propagating God's word is, of course, it's, you know, it gives you merits. God always says, you know, like in terms of Islam, for example, the person who reads the Quran gets a merit, but the person who teaches the Quran gets even more of a merit because, you know, he's spreading the word of God. And the same thing goes for what you said. Yeah, it essentially leads to going to heaven.
Yes, I see. Sayyid Abdullah, who tells other people to propagate or spread religion? Is it God himself that is telling them? Or the idea is intriguing enough for anybody who's like familiar with a religion or two. They like to do so.
All right, so do you want an Islamic perspective or a Christian perspective?
Both. If possible, if possible.
It is possible, you just need longer time.
Okay. All right.
From an Islamic perspective, we have a verse from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي جَعْلٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ. I'm making a vicegerent, a khalifa, a caliph on earth.
Yes.
Which includes me and you and every human being. Mm-hmm. We are the khulafa of Allah. We are the vicegerents of Allah on earth. Mm-hmm. Which means each one of us has a duty to deliver the message of God. So the message of God is a responsibility that falls on everybody. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose his own trusted people, which we call prophets. They give us the message, they explain it to us, and they said, okay, now it's your job to pass it on to your kids, to your generation, to everybody. So the job falls on everyone. So we all are supposed to.
When you're talking about the prophets, I can understand and digest it because they are connected to God directly. But when it comes to other people, how can they be sure? How can they verify whatever they preach is okay or is approved by God?
Well, that's the idea, is that before you preach anything, you have to believe in it. Because there's no point in preaching something you don't believe, because even Allah would not accept it.
But believing in something doesn't make it right.
No, whether you believe in it or not, that's a, you know, the belief itself is another thing. But if you move towards it, because I think there's a faith itself, it's like a, you know, it's not something that you can just take and pass on. It has to start from within you, like it has to sink
with
in into
heart,
your
you
heart,
mean?
In your heart and in your mind.
Uh-huh.
It had to make sense to you before anything else. If it makes sense, it becomes a belief to you. Maybe from where you stand, there's not a belief. You could say, well, your belief is wrong. Because, for example, I could say to a Buddhist, your belief is wrong. I could say to an atheist, your belief is wrong. But from where I'm standing, from where he's standing, his belief is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So belief is a personal thing before anything else. If I become so in touch with it and I take it to heart and mind, then this becomes my belief. Then I feel the sense of the urgency, as we can say, to pass it on to others, because I feel that Allah or God or whoever might be that I'm trying to deliver the message of, I feel like it becomes a mission.
Is this the Islamic perspective?
This is Islamic perspective as well.
Uh-huh.
So not just Islam, but basically
religious.
With religiously, from anyone who holds any sort of belief. It doesn't have to be religious belief.
I see.
When, for example, a lot of people, for example, they're not interested in a particular topic, but once they start researching it, understanding it, it becomes part of their life, then you see them constantly talking about it. Like, do you know about this? Do you know about that?
Uh-huh.
And they constantly, so because it becomes something that's close to them. So with religious people, it's exactly the same thing. But as we said, from the Quranic perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of you are my messengers.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the message differs from one person to another, depending on your capacity, depending on your knowledge, depending on many things, right?
Yes.
But we all are
meant
to carry this message. From a Christian perspective, though, it's a different story as well.
Uh-huh.
From a Christian perspective, if you go to church and you learn, then you have to preach the word of God. You're not, God loves you and all is good.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another break and listen to another part of the movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven, a 2015 Christian drama film directed by Michael Polish, and we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoint.
Rumor has it that you're thinking about starting a new church.
Well, you've started so many successful churches.
It's a roller coaster ride beginning a new church. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. It's challenging. Worthwhile, but challenging.
I believe it's time for me to start a new congregation.
I would urge you to be certain that this is what God really wants you to do, and that your family's on board with the idea. Sometimes what inspires you isn't what you end up doing. It's about finding your purpose.
Thank you.
That's it. That's what it's all about, finding your purpose. And remember, it's not about you.
I appreciate that.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, and you just listen to a part of it. Brother Hussein, in that part, there is the mention of the purpose that for which the priests are allowed to start a new church. Basically, they are talking about it in the movie, especially in the early minutes of the movie. And why is it that in Christianity, everybody's allowed, like, I'm talking about the priests, they are allowed to start their own new church. It's like another whole story, you know? But we don't see it in the other religions, do we? Like an imam, for example, the prayer leader cannot open like a new school of thought or something.
No,
like
but that's the thing. Can he open a new premises, or are you talking about opening?
No, they start a new church, basically. It's like...
With new beliefs, or...
With their beliefs and whatever comes along with it.
I'd have to say that, you know, Christianity, I feel, is a very liberal religion in the sense that it's really prone to these changes that come with, you know, the modern thinking, with you know, different types of lifestyles that, you know, like it gets really affected.
I see.
With these type of things. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened. But I mean, you know, if you, in contrast with Islam, for example, if you want to open a new mosque, it's just the premises. You're not actually changing any part of the religion. You're opening it for the worship of God on the you know, on the in the same curriculum and the same belief.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Hussein. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, for your contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Criticize the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have denied them the blessing of caring. You were right. Amidst all the suffering, I've learned that heaven is real. You prayed? I'm here.